WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, October 7th. Coming up, the Jupiter String Quartet presents their first concert of the season tomorrow night at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. We'll get a preview of their performance in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The first televised debate for the 2022 Illinois governor's race took place last night. Democratic incumbent Governor J.B. Pritzker and Republican State Senator Darren Bailey repeatedly called each other a liar and interrupted the other during the hour-long debate. Alex Degman reports.
The debate was frantic, and at times it sounded like a rock concert. The candidates had 30 to 60 seconds to answer complex policy questions on crime, the economy, the state budget, and more. Bailey frequently shrugged off his more conservative stances on big issues like banning abortion by saying the Democratic state legislature would have to send him that bill.
Illinois has the most permissive abortion laws in the nation. Nothing's going to change when I'm governor.
Bailey also punted to the legislature when asked if he supports a ban on assault-style guns or whether teachers should be armed. I'm Alex Degman.
You can hear that gubernatorial debate today at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and tonight at 7:30 on WIOL-TV. You can watch Brian Mackey's one-on-one interview with Governor Pritzker about his reelection campaign. Bailey has been offered an interview but has not agreed to one. Education was one of the many topics that the 13th Congressional District candidates disagreed on during last night's debate. When asked if she supports statewide mandates for Black and Asian history in Illinois schools, Republican Regan Deering says it's time to go back to core subjects.
While I absolutely recognize and honor that we do need to teach our history and we need to learn from our past, it's never been more obvious that we need to focus on the core issues of reading, writing, and math.
Deering is a former educator. Her Democratic opponent, Nikki Budzinski, says she'll never support vouchers or other public money for private schools. You can watch the entire debate on the Illinois Public Media YouTube channel. Early voting for the November 8th election is underway in Illinois. An ongoing study done by University of Illinois faculty has found a new and improved COVID-19 test that detects the virus faster. Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez reports.
A fast and sensitive COVID-19 test was created in a recent study. Researchers at U of I developed DNA nets that trap the spike protein of the virus that causes COVID-19. This ensures a fast result when this test is taken and could give results in up to 10 minutes. Bioengineering and chemistry professor Jing Wang is the lead researcher of this study. Wang says the test still needs approval from organizations such as the Food and Drug Administration.
You know, how to use it, you know, how to make sure the user can use it correctly, things like that. There are lots of engineering and the regulatory process. That's why we need the Red X program to help us to identify the partners to do all these things.
The National Institutes of Health supported this research through the Rapid Acceleration of Diagnostics program. I'm Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
Next Monday, the Allerton Park and Retreat Center will host an informational session for anyone who would like to become a tour guide at the park near Monticello. Program coordinator Olivia Warren says people will hear about the history of the Allerton Mansion as preparation for actual tour guide training in October. Trainees must attend the information session and at least two practice tour dates to become a tour guide. Warren says there's a lot to gain from being a guide.
Leading tours is probably my favorite part. Sometimes in tours, you get people who have been out to Allerton many, many times, and you actually, as a tour guide, get to learn from those people.
Additional details can be found at allerton.illinois.edu. Still to come, a preview of tomorrow night's concert from the Jupiter String Quartet. We'll talk with violinist Nelson Lee coming up next on 217 Today.
In La Otra Mirada, the lives of the students at a girls' academy change dramatically when a mysterious new teacher named Teresa arrives. As the institution clings to old traditions, Teresa exposes the staff and the students to the women's rights movements of the early 20th century. In Spanish with English subtitles, La Otra Mirada portrays brave women as they find their own voices. You can stream the entire first season as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The Jupiter String Quartet have been artists in residence at the University of Illinois for the last 10 years. The quartet's first performance this season is tomorrow night at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. I spoke with Jupiter's violinist, Nelson Lee, about tomorrow's concert, which is in the Fullinger Great Hall.
We get the chance to perform there 3 times a year, and we've also done a lot of recordings in there. It's a great space for recording The sound is really versatile. You can get all different kinds of sounds in terms of how much resonance you want. And also, I think there's a good balance between clarity and resonance in the hall. It's not, some places I think there's almost too much wash in the sound, and that's definitely not the case in FGH, in Full Integrate Hall.
As for the program itself, it looks like a very interesting program, and one that has, I think, quite a bit of variety in it. You start off with the Ives String Quartet number one, one of his earliest works when he was still a college student at Yale.
Yeah, I think he was 18. I think he wrote it between the years of 14 and 18 years old. I think it was probably a project that he just kind of kept coming back to while he was a student. This is a really fascinating piece. You can hear him sort of developing his voice as a composer and experimenting with what's called polytonality, which is basically something Ives loved to delve into in terms of like having two different tunes going on kind of simultaneously. His dad was a band director, and his dad would love to get four different bands playing at different parts of this park in Connecticut where they grew up, and then kind of hearing the resulting cacophony and like how that would kind of come across. So there are moments in the piece where you hear Ives experimenting with that and having two different people playing two tunes. And often these will be hymns or American folk tunes that he's juxtaposing at the same time. So, and also I think it's just, there are a lot of just beautiful moments in this piece. The first movement is based on an old American spiritual and is extremely open and welcoming. And then there's a lot of playful, humorous moments that result in some of the movements that follow. And then the offertory, which is the third movement of the work, is also just a gorgeous melodic movement.
And then from there, you move on to the String Quartet number 2 by Eleanor Alberga, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Jamaican-born English composer. What stands out to you about this work, and what can audiences expect this weekend with it?
This is a very exciting, kind of visceral work. It's very compact in a lot of ways. It's about 15, 16 minutes long with no stopping. So it's all one big movement, but within this movement, she is exploring lots of different colors and styles of playing. What's really cool, I think, about this piece is that everything from the piece is woven from this motive that you hear right at the beginning in the first few seconds of the piece. And then everything that she does from that point on is sort of an experiment on that motive. She presents it in very different atmospheres and moods and articulations, and that I think that kind of holds the piece together in a really good way. Even if you don't like know that she's using the same material, I think subliminally that holds the piece together really, really well. I love this piece. I think it's really a fascinating and effective piece of music.
And from there, then the Mendelssohn String Quartet number 6 in F minor, and this work, one of the last, well, probably the last major piece he wrote before his death at such a young age, and it was dedicated to his late sister Fanny, who had just passed away a few months prior. And I think the thing that stands out to me here is just the raw emotion of this piece, really from start to finish, almost.
Oh yeah, I think you hit it. It's just sadness and despair throughout the whole work. Every sometimes within works you get a lot of variety in the tonality. And then this one, he sticks with, it's an F minor, which is just traditionally like a very intense sad key. And three of the movements are just in F minor and have this kind of stormy, despair-like, sorrowful quality. And then the slow movement, which is the third movement, that's in a major key, and that has a little bit more kind of nostalgia. I think maybe a little reflective looking back on the happier times that he had with his sister. I mean, Mendelssohn was super close with Fanny. They were best friends in a lot of ways, both great musicians. Fanny Mendelssohn wrote a lot of great music, and I think the amount of despair that he felt can't be underscored, and you hear that through the music for sure.
The Jupiter String Quartet performing Mendelssohn's String Quartet in F minor at last year's Bowdoin International Music Festival. I spoke with their violinist, Nelson Lee. That's one of the works they're performing tomorrow night at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. The concert starts at 7:30 p.m. in the Folinger Great Hall. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be partly cloudy and cooler today with a high of 58 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Reginald Hardwick, Luis Velazquez, and Ariel Edwards. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.